This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion. This morning I stopped to get gas and went inside the gas station to pay. I stood behind a father and three very heavy kids who were begging him for candy that was stacked on a rack by the cashier. I then went to the grocery market to get some ground coffee, and at the checkout, I was amazed at the junk food around the checkout aisle. Perhaps the reason this was on my mind was a recent report from Yale University showing the enormous amount of money spent marketing on junk food to kids. Fast food restaurants alone spent $4.5 billion advertising junk food just to children, high in calories, sugar, saturated fats, and salt. Children six see almost three ads for fast food every single day. The older a kid gets, the more junk food ads they see. And the number of meals eaten at fast food restaurants has increased in the past 3 years by 54%. Now, it's no wonder that one of three American kids is obese. Professor Roberto DiVolgi, a professor of public health, published a report suggesting that a strong predictor of obesity is the amount of food eaten at fast food restaurants. Michelle Obama is pushing hard to improve responsible marketing. Perhaps the controversial issue here is what role government should play. The mayor of New York's attempt to limit consumption of sugary drinks fell flat, a result of lobbying by the food and beverage industry. Government has rules about seatbelts and motorcycle helmets and even vaccines. But we ask the food industry to just behave responsibly. But for the most part, they are not. So do we enact laws to limit their behaviors and protect public health? Or do we enact incentives to get people to behave in more healthful ways? Or do we enact disincentives like taxes on junk food to get people to make different purchases? The debate over the role of government is about to heat up with the presidential elections just around the corner. Is it more important to set hard rules about government or to protect the public health? At the end of the day, shouldn't we be thinking of the kids and the best way to keep them healthy? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.